Three, two, one. Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana, it's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show, starring the King of Wakanda, King Steven. And on this episode, he introduced his sister on here. She is basically one of the most strongest individuals in the world and the most understanding and caring. And making her appearance once again on the podcast. I'm not going to say how long because we've been busy. Please welcome my sister, Lexi.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for all the compliments. I'm just trying to be secret as great as I can.
You're all good, sis. Now, welcome, everyone, to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, King Steven. Now, before we get started today, I want to give a special shout out to three things right now. To Mountain Dew on their new flavor, Ginger Snap. It's very good.
Ooh, Ginger Snap.
Yep. And by Vicks Vapor Cool Cough Drops.
They got cough drops?
One of the strongest cough drops. And by the sushi bar.
Did you just say sushi?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. You're saying all my favorite things right now, senior.
Sorry, sis. Now, let's get on with this episode. So, Lexi, what's been going on with you?
A lot. Okay, so one, I am about to start driving. I do have some stuff to do, but I'm available. So if you guys hear some stuff in the background, it's my raggedy car, and we're just making it where we need to go, number one. Number two, if you want me to start this podcast, how I would like to, since you asked that, it's definitely understaffed.
It's all good.
A lot of businesses are understaffed. And I don't know what happened between pre-COVID and I guess you would still say during COVID. I don't know if people just don't want to work or they got used to being home and don't want to leave the home. But many businesses don't have enough workers.
You're right on that, sis. Because I don't know if you know this, but you know the Burger King on Castleton?
On Castleton. No. Yes. I think the location.
They shut down a few weeks ago.
A lot of businesses are shutting down. So I work with kinder care and child care. And, like, we majority of the time have a lot of kids, and we're barely making it when it comes to staffing. And then don't have somebody quit, and we got to shut down classrooms, and it hurts families, and then we lose families because, I mean, what we have is up to par what we do in our business, but don't nobody want to work. Yep. Now, I have a couple of things with that is I don't think it's the job load sometimes. I think it's the offer of pay.
Yep.
Kinder care wants to start off at like $11 an hour, but what? Like next to my, but literally right next to my daycare is a get-go BP, and they're starting at 13. Which job you going to go for?
I will go with get-go since the same.
Exactly. Like, and, you know, I've been working with kinder care for 3.5 years now. And I love my job. I love what they do. But at the same time, like, if you guys want workers, you guys can't stick to your used to $11 pre-COVID. Pre-COVID, that might sound nice to people. Right now, that don't sound like nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so,
Well, sis,
Go ahead.
I got something, a little bit something to share with you. What's been going on with me?
What's going on with you, bro?
I'm planning on becoming a kitchen manager.
Okay.
I don't know if you were aware of this or what happened to me 2 months ago before the wedding.
I'm not sure if I know. What's going on?
The GM that hired me back in August got stressed out over some stuff and basically quit.
Sounds like my position now, yeah.
Yeah, and basically management was basically struggling trying to find a GM during the past several weeks. Mm-hmm. But my sister... Oh, yeah, I just told you about Marielle Hernandez.
Right, yeah.
Basically, was basically getting stressed out and also tired. I mean, she's the service manager of Chipotle. But, sis, I basically saw, I've seen the look in her face when she was putting like almost 200% every single day she works.
Yeah.
So I had to end up helping step in just to help her out and the other managers, but we got rid of two loose ends that were basically disrespecting a lot of people that were working at Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kitchen manager, I'm not going to say the name of it.
Of course.
Basically ended up quitting because they got stressed out because we brought back delivery service. But I'm just basically saying is there's a right way and a better way to bring that service back in, because you got new people that are...
There is a right way and a wrong way to deal with business, period. And I think that it's not post-COVID, because COVID ain't over. But I guess during COVID, a lot of these businesses are losing people because they've been stressed. So kind of same thing you was dealing with. So I have my director and I'm assistant director. So I'm right under basically the main management person. Now, she told me like a month and a half before she was leaving, like, hey, I'm leaving. I want to train you. And I was like, okay, that's great. But we were so low on staff. Me and her were both in classrooms all the time. So I couldn't train. I couldn't do any of that stuff. But then there's workers that we have that we really kind of want to get rid of, but we kind of can't because we need workers. But ever since she's been gone, now I'm in charge, which at a certain thing is like, is cool. Like, I like being the boss, you know, I like telling people what to do and how to do. But when it comes to like the paperwork and certain stuff that goes on, that deals with the systems, I'm not good at yet. I kind of don't want to know yet. I told my district lead when I became assistant director, I said, give me a year and I'll be a director somewhere. And my director quit. Let me see. I started like end of July. She left beginning of October. And I've been running the building this whole entire time, working 6 to 6, 6 to 9 some nights, having other staff members from other buildings come in and help me figure out certain stuff and do all these things. And I mean, you talk about working 120 hours every 2 weeks. You get tired of that. And I've been doing it for 7 weeks because, yes, we've been trying to hire. Yes, we've been trying to do stuff, but people don't want the offer because the pay ain't good. So it's a struggle trying to maintain the staff I have And then sometimes I have to be the cook, be the manager, be in the classroom, be the bus driver, and do all these things. When I tell you, when I get off of work, like by the time I relax, eat food, it's already time to go to bed. I ain't even got ready for the next day. Like it's tiring. And you wonder why businesses are losing people because they're not staffed correctly.
That's right.
So I would say that on at least on that aspect, and every business, like where we get our food from is US Foods. They'll call and be like, "I'm sorry, your food's going to be 2 hours late due to understaffing." A lot of companies, it's just we can't do, like if you go into a get-go or a gas station, sometimes they don't have that hot food station open because they don't have enough workers. When you go to Walmart and do certain stuff and stuff's not stocked up, it's because they didn't have enough workers. So I'm just wondering, like, where are the workers? Now I know we lost a lot of people when it came to COVID, which I completely understand, but there's still a good amount of people still out there. And I'm just wondering, like, do you want to work? Do you want a job? What does your offer pay for doing something like this? Like, I'll try to compromise. So, yeah.
I'm sis.
Yes, sir.
Also, now there has been some good things going on with my job. We
Okay,
do have
what's been good?
we do have I do have a new GM,
Okay.
and also have a new another also have a second service manager. Well, not second service manager, assistant manager.
Are they treating, are they doing everything they need to well?
Yes.
Okay.
But I just felt like, well, the reason, well, I felt like the reason I wanted to basically be a kitchen manager is because I felt like that everyone is basically, it's just that some of the other staffs are just basically doing whatever they want. That's what I feel like. And I felt like that. But with the people that came before I came back there, they're only worry about one thing. Oh, another day, another dollar, and they always have an attitude. But with I just feel like with felt like if I basically became a kitchen manager, I basically can like help manage me out a lot more and also undo some of the stuff that our former co-workers have done. Basically have stressed out a lot of people and also start working as a team.
Okay, so I was kind of in the same predicament, but I want to see your views on what would you change in your work atmosphere to make it a better work environment?
I feel like, well, this is what I basically had done from my impact from my previous jobs. Whenever there was like a certain problem that was going on, I feel like a team should basically should just have like a little meeting, like talk about everything and come up with ideas to try to change it. Because I think that's what right before our new GM came, that's what we were struggling on. Because sis, we had to end up changing our hours of opening. Because now
Well.
we're opening at 11:30, the base until 5, but there's even talks about trying to reopen it during the night. And with the new people that we're bringing in, I feel like that can basically change either a good way or a bad way, but some people may take it a different way.
Being in management, there's a lot that goes into it. Knowing your staff, understanding your staff, who they are, what they are, and what they bring. So, like, I know staff workers that are only going to work what they're going to work. But then I have other staff, I'm like, hey, today, this week is an overtime day. Do you mind working 7 to 6? You know, they'd be like, I'm going to do 7 to 5. Okay, that helps. Hey, I need extra workers today. I know you're normally at 8. Can you work 7:30 to 5? I'll get you out as soon as I can. And you know, with childcare, you don't know when parents are actually going to pick up or do certain things, but our morning is so crazy. I need workers in the morning, but I don't have enough workers at night if I have everybody in the morning. So I'm like, hey, you know what? If they want, if kindergarten wants to say something to me about something, like, I'm doing the best I can. Yes, my staff have overtime because they're actually willing to stay and help and do. I will get them out as soon as I can, but I'm in this predicament and I'm doing the best that I can. Even me going into classrooms and still having to deal with parent issues, things that are going on and greeting parents. Like, I had one parent come to me and she was like, I'm so used to you being out here. Like, I don't know what to do with that now that you're in a classroom. I was like, you know, we lost another member on the team. And it is what it is. But, like, I do, as a manager, I do group chats with all my staff. And every Friday, at the end of the day, I send them a message telling them how much I appreciate them. Thank you all for working as hard as you guys have had. I don't know what I would do without you. You know, and appreciating them and letting them know that I value them. No, I can't give y'all a taco party or do something every week to congratulate you because it's not in the budget. But what I will let you know is I appreciate you. And so with the group chats, everybody's gotten everybody kind of numbers. And then there's all kind of other group chats. And we all send like little TikToks and stuff. But it's become a family. And we all know we all depend on each other. And so with one of my workers right now, her son's in the hospital due to a motorcycle accident.
Is he all right?
It seems like he's going to pull through.
That's good.
It seems like he's going to pull through. Me and her have been talking a lot throughout the day. She's one of my most consistent, dedicated workers. And I let the staff know, like, hey, tomorrow and Tuesday are going to be a little different due to a coworker of ours going through a family emergency, da-da-da. And everyone was like, well, wait, who? What happened? Da-da. And I love that. Because we all do genuinely care about each other. We all do. Before I came, it wasn't like that at the center I'm at. Now, let something happen to somebody. I mean, it's almost like, oh, somebody mad at you? Oh, are we in there? Like, you know, and it'd be like, oh my God, something happened to you. You need us to come with you? Like, I love how it is right now. And as stressful as the job is, I always feel like as a manager, creating that family atmosphere.
Yeah, and that's how I feel too, sis. And I just feel, well, but these changes that I'm going through with work is, I'm not going to say it is taking a toll on me, but I am getting used to it because the GM that I have right now, He's really understanding.
Okay.
And I mean, he knows I get stressed out sometimes, but he understands if I need to like step away and basically cool off, which I do.
Take a moment, right? Not to interrupt you per se, but dealing with all the stuff with work, you know, you a newly married man. How does that deal with your family life?
It does take a toll on me sometimes. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I still worry about my wife every single day. I mean, you know what's going on. I mean, you know the health problems that she got.
Right.
Because I just found out a few days ago, before she came to my job to, well, I'll get into that one.
We'll talk about that later. Remember, we on public radio.
Well, mostly everyone, on public already knows what's going on, but they don't know what she has. I mean,
okay, so we ain't gonna talk about that. What we will say is, again, dealing with everything that you deal with work, and then coming home and having to deal with some of the stuff you have to deal with, like, how are you managing? How are you dealing with it?
Well,
because I think these are things that people need to really talk about and bring out, because a lot of jobs are stressful. So those people that are actually working, we're stressed. And then we go home and have to deal with stress. How are you managing? How are you?
Well,
what's working best for you?
Only a few things are working as best for me. One's meditation. Two is taking a short nap. And three, that's the CBD gummies.
You know, you might need to get a advertisement for them too.
Because I just got me some new gummies over last week up in Broad Ripple.
I still got the same ones you got me. I'm about to do one of them now. But, like, that's the thing. Like, what I would say is, first off, you said meditation. And I feel like you can take meditation, whoever's listening, meditation any kind of way. I am Christian, but I'm also realistic. I'm Christian and I can pray to God, you know, and kind of lay down my burdens, da da da. But then there's, you know, some people that have meditation where it's not necessarily God, but it's a moment to just breathe. And I don't care if you're in a room full of candles. I don't care if it's you sit in your car after work. If you know, there's just certain things where meditation is different for people. And everybody needs a moment to themselves to breathe throughout the day. I ain't want to be like, oh, breathe, you know, and breathe now, inhale. No, I'm not that person. But there are people that can do that, and that might help certain people. I'm more of a, I guess because I'm a busybody, I like just chilling for a minute with my music sometimes, or I guess just sitting in my car. It's just not moving for like 30 minutes to an hour. Then I'll go in the house. You know, now I'm ready to do blah, 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 blah. Sitting in a room and it'd be complete silence. I don't do well with complete silence, but some people like that. I deal with kids all day. So, like, I'm so used to noise that silence, I'm looking around like, Any noise that happens, what is that? Because I deal with kids all the time. So that's meditation. Another one is finding a talent or something you would like to do. Like, I love arts and crafts. I can't draw worth spit. But I like making bracelets. I like doing like latch hook. I probably should get into crocheting, doing stuff like that. Because I love the, it still makes me busy, but it's chill. I love music. I play violin. I can go back and start playing my violin again.
I'm probably gonna be probably go back to writing some more songs.
I used to write a lot, but now I don't write as much. But if something comes to me, I voice record it on my phone now. Because, like I said, my chill, I'm in my car. And so something will come to me, and I'd be like, ooh, I like that. I don't care if it's a beat, a song, a lyric. If it's coming to me, I record it. I'd be sitting in the car, be like, hey, I'm feeling. And I record it, and then next thing I know, I'm listening to it. I'm like, "Ooh, I feel this," And I don't think we allow ourselves to be as free as we really want us to be as humans because we're so stressed.
That's right.
You gotta allow yourself to just be you, be your, be all of you. We don't get the time to do that anymore, especially if you work a job. You don't. Don't have a job and have children. It's not that easy. And so, like, now I was on my job, like, I can't go and babysit and tutor and do some of the stuff I used to do. Because, when I was working my regular shift, 9 to 6, after work, cool, I do some. I retwist your locks. Yeah, I babysit. Yeah, I do. I can't. My grandmother, who is extremely religious, kind of been coming out a little bit more, but she was like, Lexi, you are a hustler. Thank you. I'ma always find a way to get money. My uncle's funeral, I don't know how I did it. I always say it was God. God just gives me the resources. God has just let me allow me to bless people, and people want to bless me back. And my uncle's funeral was, I guess, fairly cheap on my family due to a lot of the money I guess I had gained in God. And it was beautiful. I mean, I wish we could have recorded my uncle's funeral. I feel like it's rude to record at a funeral. It's just like one of those sacred moments. But like, I wish we could have recorded because, yeah, it was amazing. My grandfather, he's a Marine. Retired Marine, but a Marine. I've learned that if you deal with anybody in the military, you never say was. They always are.
That's right.
So I was like, yeah, my grandfather was. And then a friend of mine was like, no, you never said that. He is. So he is a Marine. And at the funeral, my grandfather gave the greatest speech you could think about giving to a son. And he buried his Purple Heart with his son. Dopest thing ever. Your highest medal that you probably could ever earn. You were in the military, got shot back in your shot in the back twice, and you get a Purple Heart, you get a medal, you have a certificate too. So I mean, he still has a certificate and everything. But he buried his medal, like what you would pin on yourself, in the grave with his son. Like, yeah. Oh, and since it's almost, it's literally right after Veterans Day, happy Veterans Day to everybody that might be a veteran. I appreciate your service. I wanted to be in the military, but I broke my leg at 13. So I respect and I give all my love to y'all because I wanted to be there, but since I ain't got to be there, I'm glad y'all are. And I couldn't thank y'all enough for what y'all do.
Well, it is what it is, I've said. But also, you remember I told you over the phone that I was working on two projects for next year?
Yes, sir.
Well, one of those projects may have to take a turn. I just found out that one of my groomsmen has moved out of Indiana. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, but you know, you got a lot of people around you. Your god brother, CJ, me, we know a lot of people around this city that will help do what you need. Did you forget that?
Yeah, only a little, but I kind of want to keep it sentimental because the
Okay, it's me and your god brother. Sentimental and get, you know, we got you, boo. We got you.
and plus well, also the fact that this year for this holiday, it's gonna be a lit. It's gonna be a whole different change for me at home.
Why do you say that?
Let's see. We got a Christmas card I told you about.
Right.
I already paid the photographer on it, and you
Wait,
are.
so you already took the pictures?
No. No,
You haven't?
I just paid for the service.
Cool, because when you take the pictures, I just want to jump through it randomly and just mess up the pictures on purpose, not just playing.
And also, I'm actually doing something real nice for my own job coming on the 9th of December. As I felt like since we're about to be having a full house of people working, and someone basically kind of mentioned this, that we had to do a Christmas photo. So I took it upon myself to pay for the service for our Christmas photo.
Oh,
Because a lot of certain people are talking like, oh, it's gonna be costing us $100. And I told them, nope. Because some of y'all don't have resources like I do.
okay. What I always use your resources. Have them handy. They are some of the best. When I say network, if anybody's listening, network. Network. Know who you're dealing with and what they deal with. You never know when you might need their services.
And I would say the other biggest change. Well, I did have some trouble trying to find the perfect Christmas gift for my queen, but I think I may have found it.
Oh, don't get me to help you find Christmas gifts because I'm the bomb at that.
Oh, this I already found her one.
So you already found the gift.
Yep. It's something that every woman needs, and something that, because one of the most important things that a woman does need in their life is mostly jewelry. So I figure
the is best. It? Okay, hold on. Let me let you finish. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
So I figure, well, my wife basically has a lot of jewelry. Some that I basically give to her, and also, but I felt like if she would kept it in a very special certain place, that way she would be able to remember where it is, or she needs to like put it on, for, like a special.
Okay, don't say too much, because if she listening. But I get you. We'll talk about that a little after. I don't want her to be listening. She be trying to figure out what you're trying to. Mm-mm. And she better not call me trying to ask. Nope, I don't know nothing. But okay, what you're saying, what you're trying to go for, we'll talk about that a little after, because my mom's the same way. She loves jewelry, she's an accessory queen. We even bought some stuff for my mom that helps do, I think, what you're trying to kind of talk about and do. I got you. I don't want everything out there like that.
Oh, that's go not, back. That wasn't the reason I was laughing. It's just one of my co-workers suggested something for my dog, Paolo, for the Christmas card.
Okay, first off, I don't want to put all your business out. So when your Christmas card, like, are you going to have the dog in there or no?
Yeah, I mean, he is part of the family.
I'm just asking. You got to ask. I am not allowed to have pets because I'm allergic.
Yeah.
But I love dogs.
Yeah, guess what one of my coworkers sent me for my dog?
What?
Reindeer antlers. Because they seen a photo of Paolo.
Okay, here's my one thing, and I know they might not be advertising for you, but I'm going to advertise. If you've never shopped at Dollar Tree, you need to shop at Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree has pretty much everything you need. I mean, everything. Their freezer department, they even got, did you know Dollar Tree got steaks? Dollar Tree has steaks and they are fire. Dollar Tree even sells steaks for a dollar.
Okay, where's Elvis when you need them?
You know what I'm saying? Like, they got steaks, they got breakfast food, they got a whole freezer section. A lot of stuff that I deal with kids, I always go to Dollar Tree anyways. And I always go to Dollar Tree for like my cards for people. It's like 50 cents to a dollar. Find a card, you know, something that means something. And, but like, if you actually go through the store, like, I end up finding these rocks that I can decorate my desk with, and they have faith. One has faith, one has belief, one has no doubt, one has, and they all have certain little things on them. There's your little stones. I'm like, this is cute. Dollar Tree is one of the places you got to go around and you'll find some jewels in that bad boy. But I ain't never went wrong with Dollar Tree. Quit spending y'all money some of these other places. Dollar Tree's even selling ice. Bags of ice for a dollar.
Definitely need to call Elvis.
I'm just saying. Look, I'm a teacher, and teachers don't get paid much. And schools don't want to pay enough for you to get what you need. Go to Dollar Tree. They got it. And Dollar Tree, last time I checked, had partnered with Family Dollar, which is why a lot of Family Dollars are not around as much. And Dollar Tree has been popping off. So you got Dollar Tree, which is always normally around, also like a Five Below in a Walmart. They really trying to help y'all save y'all money. Just check it out.
That's where I get all my essence salts at sometimes if I need it.
What, Dollar Tree?
Yeah, for my formula.
Dollar Tree has, and for those people that might have infants, they have really great infant stuff. Like I said, cards, party stuff. They really good at that. Snacks, they got your some of your snacks. But then, of course, the generic snacks, cleaning products, you'll be surprised what Dollar Tree can do.
They
Tupperware, glass, all that. Dollar Tree's the bomb.
yeah, they're missing something.
What they missing?
Booze.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if soon they started selling like shots. Because they really been coming up. When we was younger, Dollar Tree was nothing. But now, Dollar Tree, like, they got Dagner. I mean, they even sell energy drinks. All kinds. I mean, like I said, glassware, Tupperware, some of the better cleaning products. You know, it might even be in a smaller size, but Dollar Tree coming up. And now they got the freezer section. Bomb. I would not be surprised if they started like almost selling singles on cigarettes and single shots. And they are well on their way.
Yep.
And not shopping by Lexi, because Lexi loves Dollar Tree. Lexi don't like spending no money.
Hey sis.
Yes, brother.
Right. I'm still getting a lot of people on Facebook commenting on the wedding video.
Oh my gosh, the wedding was beautiful. And also, since we're on air, but again, I've told you this before, but thank you for letting me be a part.
It's all good, sis. I mean,
I appreciated that.
here's the thing. I know my wife basically had chosen her best friend as her maid of honor, but I needed someone to basically help out for the wedding, help her out. And here's how that you actually know me and Hope. I figure you were the best choice for it.
I appreciate that, and I think I helped as much as I could in certain areas. Even day of, I didn't want y'all to stress. And I was running back and forth. I'm glad I had the right shoes. But my thing is, and no offense to my previous relationship situation, I understand weddings. I understand how stressful things could be, how things could go, and I'm like, they not gonna be dealing with that. And her best friend, I think it was her maid of honor. It was so funny when I got to the house to meet them the day of, like, that's my first time really meeting them and everything, and it was just so smooth. And like, Hope was amazing. We all chilled, and it was great. It was just more of, I guess, how the ceremony, how everything needs to go. Well, once we figured that out, psh, smooth.
My
So
My brothers pointed this out at the wedding.
What?
When they basically saw my eyes when it extremely popped up when I saw Hope walk down, they thought I was gonna faint.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be. I mean, I don't want you to faint. I'm sorry. I guess I kind of sounded wrong. I don't want you to faint. But that's how you're supposed to be. Your eyes supposed to get big when you see your woman coming down the aisle. That's my wife coming down the aisle. Like, my best friend's getting ready to get married, and we went dress shopping. And I said, okay, you like what you like, and I get it. I said, but it's not about us. It's about you. And my biggest thing I always say is, I want you to make the groom cry. When you walk down that aisle, I don't care how much he's seen you every day for the past 10 years, even. I don't care. When you walk down the aisle, I want you to be the most beautiful queen you could ever be. Make him cry. Make him, I mean, to the point that he, can you hurry up the ceremony? Like, I don't even want to go to the reception. Like, that's how I feel like a wedding day should be. I want to be so amazingly, immaculately beautiful. But you might not even be able to say your own vows. I'm glad you wrote them down so you could read them. Can you read today? Because I don't even want you to low-key be able to read. Like, that's how it's supposed to be, bro.
Besides, my oldest brother, the one you met, Edward.
Edward, yeah.
He was surprised on the wedding vows that I wrote.
You, yeah, both of y'all did amazing. I loved it. It was one of those, I kind of mad I didn't have a tissue. Because, like,
I still can't believe I'm the second son in the family that got married.
You have to understand when a man finds a good wife. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. When a man finds a wife, now you gotta be getting ready to preach. And I don't wanna do that. Women do a lot of searching for a man, which is why we end up in a lot of predicaments that we end up in. Because we were searching for either the hole that we have in our life or what we just want and we don't have. But a man that finds a wife. Like, you want to do anything and everything for this woman. You know she can do it on her own. But for you like, nope, that's not enough. I'll do it. Like, and I'm not saying it's like a, I think that's where women get the confusion of a man taking care of the bills and doing stuff versus a man asking to do. I would love a man to say, hey, I'll pay your bills. Okay, I don't need you to do that, though. I don't. But he wants to. He wants to take care of you. He wants to make sure you strive. A man that finds a wife knows. He knows. So, I'm glad that you knew. No. I just say no. No. What you got? Well, that's the big thing. You honor her. You love her. You cherish her. You know, I always say in every relationship, there's those situations. But at the end of the day, you know you want to spend the rest of your life with her. You know. Not her. You know. So as a man, you finagle and do certain stuff to make sure that the wife is okay. But, like I always say, and I'm a woman, women are crazy. I know, we're nuts. I don't, all of us are different. I mean, men can be too, but I feel like women are a little bit more crazy. But that's why I like a man that finds a wife finds a good thing, because we be finding stuff and it ain't really all we wanted it to be.
Hey, sis.
Yes, sir.
We're almost at the end point of the podcast. We got one more.
Oh, gee, I'm so sorry. We over here have a good conversation. My bad.
It's all good, but a fan of mine has asked for this question.
Yes, what's the question?
It's about the new Ghostbusters movie.
I have not seen it or dealt with it. I'm interested to see what's all it's about, because I've seen, I've seen all the Ghostbusters so far, but I
Well,
haven't seen this most recent one.
it has something to do with one of the Ghostbusters who passed away about a few years ago. Well, the actor did, and apparently grandchildren are taking up the mantle. Because the whole thing starts down in Somerville, Oklahoma. And a lot of people do ask them, like, what's Egon Spengler doing down there? Sis, when I found out the reason why he was down there,
And the reason was.
it has something to do with the first villain that the original Ghostbusters defeated from the first movie, Eindor Shandoff. Basically, guys, certain people are calling him the cult ghost, because he was a cult leader, a doctor, and he basically had a lot of worshippers under him down in Somerville during the 1920s, and he also did a lot of s unsafe surgeries and also sacrifice.
Interesting. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, the Ghostbusters defeated him about almost 30 years ago when they did the cross strains on their proton packs, destroying his ghost. But basically, yeah, we found out he owns a mine down at Somerville. And sis, one of my friends in California said that there may be a possibility that the Ivor Shandoff might be coming back, even though his spirit was destroyed.
Interesting.
But here's the thing I'm trying to figure out here, sis. The one thing that people are trying to figure out is we didn't know
Clear
Egon's.
your model.
We had no idea that Egon Spengler had had a child.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Man, that'll be a topic probably for another day, is how celebrities and certain people hide certain stuff and do so. I mean, like, yeah, even the most popular celebrities keep their lives under wraps, and you don't know nothing.
But one of my coworkers and kind of they kind of threw this kind of theory out a few days ago. They think the other reason that Egon Spengler probably met someone down in Somerville when he moved down there and probably got involved with someone, because the daughter barely even knew him. All they guys, because the daughter and her children were completely flat broke, and they decided to move into the old farmhouse that he bought a long time ago. And they found out all his stuff during his time in Ghosts, but the Ghostbusters was in the basement and also in the garage. But a lot of people don't know why he would come down there. Guys, I'm still
interesting.
Well, the movie is supposed to be coming out on the 19th. Guys,
maybe we'll have to, you know, go out, me, you and Hope or something, go to Studio Movie Grill.
Guys,
catch the movie.
Yeah, because sis, I seen what Ivor Shamrock's followers are very capable of. But okay. There's still one thing that doesn't make sense.
And that is?
If Ivor Shanoff started his little coke thing down in Somerville, Oklahoma, why bring it to New York?
You gotta spread it around. And New York has plenty of people from all different areas. Because if you think about way back when people Europe and stuff was moving to America, New York was like the bounds of everybody. Polish, English, I mean, everything came in that way. I forgot what it's called. Don't do that because I'm not a history major. But people that understand what I'm saying, they understand. Like, New York was, like, low-key the way in. So I could see why they would say New York. Because you can hear people why they're coming in, not knowing anything about America, not knowing anything about how things go here. You could hit them fresh on. And change their minds or manipulate, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be, we're just going to have to see what happens when we see the movie.
For sure. And I also want to thank you for letting me have this, you know, hour with you.
Anytime, sis, anytime.
Hey, I'm always down for a podcast. I got lots to say.
Duly noted.
I got lots to say on, and it always depends on how it starts. It can always go anywhere. Like I said, I deal with kids, so my attention span is probably as much as a kid sometimes. And my conversations can go anywhere from simple, easy to very deep thought. So I appreciate this time with you, and I hope that all your listeners know I don't have a podcast of my own. I am on TikTok and Facebook, but I mean, other than that, I like podcasts because I can just speak my mind and be great, but I don't have my own yet, so.
Well, we'll talk more about that on a later time, sis, but I'm about to close out for the podcast.
You do what you gotta do, brother.
All right. Now, due to close of this episode, I want to send out special thanks to my sister and also all the listeners that are listening. And make sure everyone, instead of just holding your problems back on everything, just talk about it with someone. Make sure you check out the new Ghostbusters Afterlife on the 19th this month. It's going to be Lit up. This is.
Litty, litty.
Yep. This is King Steven signing off. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.